All right, welcome to the situation update from Monday, November 29th, 2021. And the focus of today's podcast is that Omicron, what an ominous sounding name, right? Omicron is a virus of the mind. And it's not a real thing. I mean, it's just an infection for the psyche of the people of the world. This is psychological terrorism being played out right in front of our very eyes. And the good news is there's been quite a bit of pushback against the Omicron hysteria over the weekend. So maybe this is going to flop. I hope so. That's what we're going to cover today. And you may also notice that we have gone to now, instead of the 15-minute format, we're aiming for 30 minutes because of inflation. So, no, seriously, I had a lot of people suffering from situation update withdrawal. And I think myself included, I don't know. I couldn't sleep doing just 15 minutes. So I'm going to target 30 minutes from here through the first of the year to see if I can actually make that stick. And we'll just try it. But first, I want to play for you, 1 minute and 5 seconds from South Park. And South Park has an episode called, South Park Post-COVID. And of course, they nailed it about the panic that the media causes by pushing variants. So check out this 1 minute clip roughly from this new South Park episode. It is rather hilarious. Here we go.
I think that a lot like Abraham, let's not forget—
Excuse me, everyone. Hello, everyone. Can I have your attention, please? We got results from the PNR scan of Dr. McCormick's remains, and we now know the cause of his death. Now, we all need to stay calm. There is no reason to panic. But Kenny died of COVID. It's a new variant, the COVID Delta Plus Rewards Program variant. Everyone, please, we cannot panic.
All right, so that was pretty good there, right? The Delta Plus Rewards Program variant. And of course, everybody totally freaks out into a mass hysteria. This is what's so funny. I was on with Alex Jones yesterday on his Sunday show, and I was explaining that really humanity has been psychologically traumatized in 2020 and 2021 to the point where it's kind of like the whole population is being MK Ultra'd. You know what I mean? Like subjected to this horrendous neurological trauma and then taught to follow certain keyword commands and a certain keyword. Or maybe you could say the Manchurian candidate type of thing. A certain keyword will trigger you to do crazy things. Well, today the keyword is Omicron, which sounds alien and ominous to begin with. We're going to break down that word here a little bit shortly. But it's crazy. It's like humanity is told, oh, you must take this shot of toxic spike protein bioweapons. And you say, why? And they say, Omicron. Oh, yes, master. We will obey. Or, you must lock your children down. They cannot emerge from your home for weeks. And you say, why? Omicron. Oh, yes, sir. Lock the children down. Yes, sir. You said Omicron. It's this trigger word. And the population has been trained to totally freak out, which is what South Park captured right there. That's great. The Delta Plus Rewards Program variant. We might also call this Omicron mutation, we might call it the midterm elections cancellation variant, because that's what it seems the Democrats are trying to do. Now, before we get into all of that, Canada, this is from Zero Hedge, funny. Canada's Indigenous health expert fired after pulling a Liz Warren Pocahontas act. Which makes you wonder why Pocahontas hasn't been fired, you know? But here, this is so hilarious in the context of what we've been talking about, which is trans blank, you know, we've been talking about different, you know, trans personalities and trans status symbols and so on. So this person, Canada's top expert on Indigenous health issues, has been fired from her job, and she lost her professorship after suspicious colleagues revealed that her claims of Native American heritage were complete bullcrap. Public health expert Carrie Bourassa, a total fraud, this is from Zero Hedge, was the scientific director of the Canadian Institutes of Health Research's Institute of Indigenous Peoples Health. Now, that's a mouthful all by itself. Canadian Institute of Health Research, Institute of Indigenous Peoples Health. She couldn't just say, like, Indian ambassador. No, it had to be this long thing. So she was suspended on November 1st, just 5 days after the CBC in Canada revealed the truth. So here comes the fun part. With a feather in her hand and a bright blue shawl and Métis sash, whatever that is, draped over her shoulders, Carrie Bourassa made her entrance to deliver a TEDx talk at the University of Saskatchewan in Saskatoon. I mean, at least she was in, you know, Indigenous people named regions, right? Saskatchewan, you can't get more native than that, right? In September 2019, where she detailed her personal rags-to-riches story, quote, she said, get this, "My name is Morningstar Bear." She said this, quote, "I'm just going to say it. I'm emotional. The crowd applauded and cheered." And she goes on, "I'm Bear Clan. I'm Anishinaabe Métis from Treaty 4 territory," Bourassa said, explaining that she grew up in Regina's inner city in a dysfunctional family surrounded by addiction, violence, and racism. But it was all a lie. After a lengthy trace of Bourassa's family tree, it was uncovered that her ancestors were, in fact, Polish, Russian, and Czech immigrant farmers. Oh, so you mean all the feather waving and shawl wearing and talking about Saskatchewan and Saskatoon and Pocahontas and all? You mean all that stuff is all made up? No. Colleagues grew suspicious after Bourassa began claiming she had Anishinaabe and Tlingit blood and began dressing up like a stereotypical Native American. You know, like a cartoon version, like a caricature of Native people, right? Starting with a 2019 appearance in full tribal regalia to give a TEDx talk at the University of Saskatchewan. She shows up in full tribal gear? Really? Because, see, this is the way these left-wing wokies, these culture war lunatics, you know, the libtards, this is the way they think. They think everybody is so stupid that if you dress up in an Indian costume, that we're going to think that you're an Indigenous person. She's wearing a costume. And then she makes up, "I'm Morningstar Bear." No, she's not. She's Morningstar Bullcrap is what she is. She does a bear crap in the woods. That's the Morningstar Bear that she is. And frankly, as someone with actual Native American blood coursing through my veins, as I've spoken about before, that's real. I'm offended. These lunatics faking like they're native peoples. No, I mean, of course, I was not raised in an Indian tribe or anything like that. I'm just saying that I think as my grandmother is it 1/4? I think it's 1/4. Yeah, I think one of my grandmothers is 1/4 Native American. I posted the photo of her mother publicly a while ago. I don't know if I can even find that photo now. But look, the point is, these people, they try to fake like they're natives because they saw Elizabeth Warren do it. Like, oh, you could be a woman of color. Suddenly you're accepted. And yeah, you're still totally 100% white, but now you have earned all this favor for exploiting the caricatures of actual native people who don't even dress like that, you stupid woman. I mean, give me a break. If you're going to pretend to be some native tribe, shouldn't you at least go and study them and see what they actually dress like and look like and talk like? I mean, if you're going to try to pull it off, right? She didn't even try that. She just looked up on, you know, comicbookindians.com or whatever, like, what do Indians look like in cartoons? And that's what she wore at a TEDx conference. Now, TED conferences, they won't let people like me talk. Or Graham Hancock, for that matter. They won't let some of the most brilliant minds in the world talk, like the author of Morphic Resonance. And we'll let these people talk, but they'll let a fake Indian talk all day long, as long as she waves that feather around and she's probably like, oh yeah, I'm doing whatever, because she's an idiot. She's an insult to all of humanity, not just the native people. Like, this is the kind of person, if she were trying to pretend to be black, she would just wear an Afro wig, a really big one, like a 1979 giant Afro wig. And she would just march in there and she would say something really stupid, pandering to black people, like, if you don't vote for me, you ain't black, which, of course, is what Joe Biden said. Now, all this does bring me to a rather sensitive topic, given everything I just said. But in studying my own ancestry, with a name like Adams, which is, of course, very often Irish, and then knowing that our ancestors, all of them, originated on the continent of Africa, I think, and you tell me if I'm wrong about this, but I think I've earned the ancestral right to call myself trans-Afro-Irish, right? Or... since I have a little bit of actual Indian blood in me as well, trans native Afro-Irish. And what do you think? If they pass the federal law, I think I might just go with that and sue the tech giants for discriminating against a trans native Afro-Irish individual, which would be me. And see how that flies in the court system once we have federal protection. See, that's what I love about the federal protection law, is that everybody can make up their own trans status. You can be trans native, you can be trans Christian, you can be trans, well, I guess you'd call yourself transhuman, even though you are human and you're not in transhumanism, let's say, but you could say that you're not sure if you're human, but you self-identify as one. So you're transhuman. How about that? I mean, they can't argue with you because there's no physiological basis for any of it. There's no test. Just like with Omicron, there's no test for that. You do realize that, right? They've got the whole world in this massive panic over Omicron, but there's no test for it. How do they know anybody has it? They don't. It's all BS. That brings up an even better idea. Why don't you call yourself a trans variant? Then everybody must obey you. Just name yourself like a Greek letter. I'm trans Omega. You must obey my every command. Just... anytime you cite some Greek letter, everybody freaks out around you and bows down. What can we do for you, sir? should we give you all our money? Should we sacrifice our children to you? What should we do? Should we lock ourselves in our homes? I am trans Zeta, your new god, right? This is probably Fauci. We'll push something like that soon. It's pretty crazy. You know, speaking of that, according to the Associated Press, Fauci over the weekend said that because of Omicron, right, that Americans should be prepared to do, quote, anything and everything to fight the spread of this new variant. Anything and everything? Everything, everything? Hey, Dr. Fauci, does that include sacrificing children to your vaccine lunacy? Because I think that's included in everything, because everything covers everything. So I think what Fauci means is that Americans should be willing to sacrifice their lives, their livelihoods, the U.S. economy, your children, your freedoms, your liberties, your guns, right? Even your bodies. You must be willing to sacrifice your bodies upon the altar of Omicron. And people laughed at me at first when I said, folks, this is just like the Aztecs and the Mayans that would build the giant pyramids in modern-day Central America and Mexico and so on. And then they would sacrifice children on the steps of the pyramids and like rip their hearts out or whatever and toss them down the stairs. It was like, hold the hearts up to the volcano gods or whoever they were talking to. It was like, we must appease the gods. We are the power priesthood. You must obey us. And, you know, modern day people were like, those people are crazy. And then you turn around and it's like, Omicron, sacrifice your children. It was like, oh my gosh, it's the same thing. It's just translated into 2021. So I was thinking about, what does Omicron actually mean? And I know I've seen the meme as well, that if you rearrange the letters, it's an anagram, and it spells out the word moronic. That's pretty funny. And I know there's also the 1963 science fiction film called Omicron, where an alien comes down to Earth and infests the body of a human being to try to figure out humans so that they can kill off all humans and conquer the planet with their alien race. So that's an actual 1963 movie. You can look that up at imdb.com if you want. It's called Omicron. Just coincidence, I'm sure. But I was thinking about the Latin roots of the words. So omi and cron. So omi is pretty close to omni, which means the one or the powerful, like in omnipotent means the powerful one, or omniscient, which is the powerful consciousness, the all consciousness, godlike consciousness, right? Omniscience, omni. And then you have cron, and cron has C-R-O in it, crow. And you've heard the term necrosis. And although it's a little bit of a alteration of it, if you add the necrosis, it means tissue death, you know, the death of tissue. So for example, if you have a skin necrosis, it means your skin's dying. So if you combine these two with a little bit of variation, omicron, it's almost like omnicrosis, sort of. It's kind of close. It could mean the one powerful killer of human tissue. I mean, really, it's not that much of an alteration. Kind of spooky. And in the world of fantasy, like, I don't know, Dungeons and Dragons and wizards and stuff like that, in the world of fantasy, there's a kind of character called the necromancer. And the necromancer is a kind of a dark wizard who animates zombies and skeletons and ghouls and ghosts and things like that. Wraiths. So brings the dead back into animated life to wage war against the living. No, seriously, look it up. I'm not making up these words. This is what they mean. So words have meaning. And you notice they skipped over the Greek letter of she because they didn't want, you know, China's dictator, she, to have the same name as this new variant. It's the she variant. Well, of course, it's from China, right? So they skipped over that, you know, to protect Winnie the Pooh there. And then they went over to Omicron or Omicron, which does sound like an alien mothership or an alien species that's invading the planet or something. Sounds very like dystopian sci-fi-ish. Sounds very dystopian, which reminds me of Australian Northern Territories Minister Gunner. I think, is his name Michael? Yeah, Michael Gunner, this lunatic who has sent out the military to attack and round up the indigenous people of Australia. We're talking a lot about indigenous people here today, aren't we? Because yeah, they're under attack. So Michael Gunner, he's now come out and he's stated he's not harming these Aboriginal people. No, he's protecting them with forced vaccinations. It's all about protecting them through the needle and with the guns and using the military trucks to round them up and take them into COVID concentration camps. It's about protecting the people. We're not harming them, he says. And this is just the way dystopian tyrants speak, of course. It's like right out of a bad sci-fi movie. And he says that anybody who criticizes him is some kind of a troll or a conspiracy theorist. And he says that some of these websites that are attacking him must be working out of a basement in a home in Florida. Now, Michael Gunner, homes in Florida don't have basements? I don't know if you... So he's... because it's already at ocean level, basically. You know, the elevation of Florida is zero or very close to it. You don't bury things. I mean, if you have a basement, your whole house like pops up out of the ground. Or gets filled with water, one or the other. So he has no clue what he's talking about, but he's happy to round up the native people of Australia. I just wish he would do what that Canadian lunatic woman would do. And I wish Gunner here would try to pretend that he's an Aborigine. That would really be just pathetic to watch. Like, if he walks out with like an Aborigine patterned t-shirt and a didgeridoo and a boomerang, and he tries to pass himself off as an Australian Aborigine indigenous people. Because that's what these power-hungry lunatics always try to do. It's so insulting to all of humanity when they try to pull this off. But that's what I'm expecting next. He'll probably say, no, I'm just saving you. I'm one of you. And then he'll try to blow the didge and and it's like, he'll probably end up coughing and choking. finally. So the conservativetreehouse.com covered that story under the hashtag notorious liars, which I think is really quite good. I mean, never before in my lifetime have I ever heard of an indigenous elder, a woman, screaming about her people being attacked, screaming, help us, they're killing us, they're hurting my people. I've never heard that happen when the entire world was just silent and demanding, no, you should comply. But that's where we are today. I mean, remember the ads from the 1970s, if you were alive back then, when they would have the, you know, the pollution ads, all the trash on the side of the road, and the Native American Indian would be standing on the hill, and he would have a tear in his eye. Oh, he's crying over all the pollution, all the trash across America. Now, if that were translated to today, it would be like a military squad attacking the Native person, Indian person, attacking them, throwing them to the ground, forcibly injecting them with COVID, and then declaring, we did it for his own good. And everybody would cheer, yay, you saved the Indians. I mean, this is the insanity of, well, dare I say, can we call this, I might get some hate on it, can we call this like, I mean, because Michael Gunner, he is a super white guy, right? He's Mr. Whitey Whitester. And here he is saying, oh, we're protecting the indigenous people by killing them with vaccines. And isn't the same thing true very much in Canada and in the United States? You know, it's all these white tyrants. And I'm not against white people, obviously, but these are white tyrants that claim to hold power over indigenous people all over the world. Or if they want extra points, then they impersonate native people. I wonder what Jeffrey Prather has to say about this, because, you know, he's in close with native peoples and their customs and so on, and he has great respect for them. And I'm sure he shares my sentiment that this is an insult to native people all over the world, what Gunner is doing in Australia and what this lunatic did in Canada, and frankly, what fake Senator Elizabeth Warren is trying to pull off. This is insulting beyond belief. And native peoples around the world deserve to be left alone to run their own communities and cultures and to say no to these medical interventions. I guess I should have said that up front. But it's kind of like, even in Australia, after they stole their land and they criminalized so many of their people over the years, they falsely imprisoned so many, and then they marginalize them in society. Then they come along and say, oh, we're going to round you up and take you away. It's for your own good. Really? Hey, Gunner, suck on my didgeridoo. Do not touch me. How about that? So, you know, getting back to the main theme here today, Omicron is a psychological terrorism campaign against the world, against all of humanity. This is a virus of the mind. As far as I can tell, Omicron does not exist in physical reality. It's completely made up. This is an artifact of the fake news media trying to inject viruses into your psyche. That's what this is. It's a pandemic of misinformation. In an age where the tech giants all claim, oh, we have to fight disinformation, but yet they spread it the most. They are spreading all the disinformation, hyping up, multiplying the message of Omicron, as might as well call it Omicron. Oh my God. Oh my panic. Panic-cron. So there's Hysteracron. They are the ones filling people's minds with complete fictions that are designed to instill fear and bypass rational decision-making. That's the whole point of this thing. And so in order to be, let's say, cognitively immunized against this, we have to, number one, realize that the media are all liars. Not only are they liars, they are complicit liars. They're complicit in the genocide against humanity. They know what they're doing. They are spreading disinformation in order to cause a panic, in order to achieve global depopulation by pushing people into injection centers where they're going to be injected with spike protein biological weapons that cause depopulation and infertility and mutagenesis, cancers, and everything else. They know what they're doing. They're doing it on purpose. But if they infect your mind, they can convince you to go commit vaccine suicide. So this is kind of like the zombie test. Or, no, maybe a better thing would be like a spellcaster test. You know? We mentioned Dungeons and Dragons earlier. Right, a fantasy game. And I believe in those games, if there's a magician that casts a spell, that you can try to resist the spell. I think it used to be like a roll of the dice. So you can save yourself from the spell. You resist it. And certain races, I think, elves and dwarves and whatever, were more immune to magic than others. Something like that. It all stems from Lord of the Rings fantasy, orcs and trolls and all that stuff. So, but they're not off the mark on that. Some people can resist the spells, but a lot of people cannot. They fall for it. They fall for the fear, and then they go line up for the vaccine shot, which is, of course, a death shot. It's a depopulation injection. But those who can resist the spell say, what? Are you insane? If the first two shots didn't work, why would this booster shot work? Why would this variant shot work? Why? And that's resisting the spell. That's saving yourself. And that's what we all need to do right now, is be resistant to the spells. Because that's all the media is doing, is a bunch of spellcasters. A bunch of evil wizards. Just trying to brainwash everybody with this terrorism, this meme, virus of the mind. That's all they're trying to do at this point. Now, the good news is that they're kind of failing. Over the weekend, I noticed there was quite a bit of pushback against the Omicron hysteria. I think Goldman Sachs issued a report, says, not much to this, really. And then I think the very doctor who first claims to have identified this mutant strain, whatever, in South Africa, he has come out and said, it's really kind of mild. There's not much to it, and the mutations seem to weaken the virus. Well, there goes the media narrative. They were just trying to put mutations. More mutations are horrible. But turns out most of the mutations just make the virus weaker. So there's a lot of pushback, and this thing may flop. I hope it flops. It's kind of trending in that direction right now. This desperate ploy to try to push mass hysteria, it's already like folding on them pretty quickly, which would be great. But if this does flop, they have more cards yet to play. The globalists do. They can roll out not just a virus of the mind. They can roll out things like smallpox or even anthrax, for that matter, or whatever, aerosolized skin-penetrating toxic nanoparticles. I mean, who knows what they are? Remember, they were testing chemical and biological weapons in the New York City subways like a couple months ago. Remember that? Heck, they could roll out, the globalists, they could roll out sarin gas or VX nerve gas or something and just call it Omicron. They're like, why did everybody die and from convulsions and they're foaming at the mouth and everybody's dead? What happened? And they'll just say, well, it must have been Omicron in the subway, when it was actually, you know, nerve gas released by the deep state. You see what I mean? They control the media now. They can push any narrative they want. Nothing has to actually be rooted in reality for them. All they need to produce, the globalists, is a bunch of dead bodies to spread a bunch of panic. It doesn't matter to them how they kill people. They can just make up a story. Oh, it's the next variant. This is the nerve gas variant or whatever, you know, and half the population will believe it. Oh, it must be true. It's like, I don't think so. Okay. Almost out of time for today, but one more kind of serious issue I want to cover and before wrapping this up. I've heard some complaints from some people in the Liberty community, some on the public speaking circuit and what have you, who are kind of complaining about, they think there's too many people mentioning Jesus. They think there's too much of an evangelical kind of vibe happening. I don't know. Too many people invoking God. Too many people praying. I don't know. I mean, I was praying on stage in San Antonio. What was it? 2 weeks ago. It just came to me in the moment. I did not plan to pray on stage at the Reawaken America tour event. I've never prayed in public like that before. And if I had thought about doing it, I would have been too freaked out to even try it. No, it just came to me in that moment and I prayed. And Dr. Stella even called me. She was like, "Mike, that was amazing. You were preaching, brother." You know, like, I wasn't trying to. That's just what came out. But there are some people who are in the Liberty community who are atheists, okay? And they want to keep this atheistic or agnostic. They don't want to mention any religion, any Jesus, any God, anything, no Bible scripture, whatever. They don't want to take it in that direction. I just want to be on the record saying, as much as I respect each person's individual choice and they are free to do what they want to do in their own events or their own videos or podcasts or platforms, in my opinion, we need Jesus now more than ever. That's just my personal opinion. We need God on our side, because I don't think that the solutions to all of this are going to happen by man and woman's hands alone. I think we need supernatural intervention. And that leaves us one choice. We're going to call on Jesus, the Son of God. We're going to call on the creator of the universe, because we are dealing with demonism, like full-blown Satanism and demonic infestation and true dark evil spirits, like in these Australian bureaucrats like Gunner and Stormtrooper Andrews and so on. They're demons. I think Fauci's a demon. I don't think he's even human, not on the inside. But when I hear people say, "Oh, we should just focus on facts and leave out, you know, the God elements." And I'm just thinking, hey, the fact is we're under demonic attack. That's a fact. So my take on it, again, I'm open to people expressing this in whatever way they want. If they don't want to mention God or Jesus or religion or the Bible or anything, that's fine. And by the way, I don't go attend organized religion. I don't go to church, just so you know. That's not something I do. I've been reading Bible passages and just learning with my Bible mentor and things like that. But I am convinced that this is a supernatural war and that we human beings cannot win this alone. We must have help, and there's only one source for that help. That is a pro-life source, and I mean that in a very universal sense. Defending life, defending human life, defending life on earth, life in the cosmos, and that's God, the creator of the universe, creator of life. That's whose help we need. So just for the record, I'm going to keep praying, and I'm going to keep mentioning God and Jesus where I think it's appropriate, and maybe I'll read a few scriptures here and there from time to time. And that's just my take on things, okay? And my final thought is that when the bodies start piling up over the next 6 months, when people see the mass death around them, and they see the apparitions and the demons and the zombies and everything, it's going to be a lot of people turning to God. Going to be a lot of people calling for Jesus to come help him, right? As they say, everybody has religion in a foxhole, you know? When you're under attack, you get religion real quick. And I don't mean, I'm not a supporter of these big mega churches and all their vaccine-pushing fraud. I'm disgusted with them. I'm talking about you, a personal relationship with our Creator and that divinity that's in you, that spirit, that spark of life that is a gift from God. And that is you. You are here because of Him. If we forget that, in my opinion, then we lose track of what we've been fighting for this entire time. If we don't care about God, how can you care about humanity? God created humanity. I think kind of that makes instant sense from my point of view. But anyway, that's my take on it. And I am going to keep calling for God to intervene and to help us defeat and dismantle this evil that is currently infesting our world. So there you go. That's my take today. And I say God bless each of you. And God bless America. God bless humanity. And we will get through this together. So thank you for listening. I'll be with you tomorrow. And we'll try to adhere to the 30-minute mark at that time. Okay? Have a great day. We'll be with you again in about 24 hours. Take care.